Blog Talk Radio.
Before the Congressional Committee to tell what I knew of activities which might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings.
President Bush signed a formal agreement that will end the United States as we know it, and he took the step without approval from either the U.S. Congress or the people of the United States.
The secret organizations of the world power elite are no longer secret.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
I'm Jim Tucker. I've chased Bilderberg for 30 years. I'll never give up the chase. Bilderberg's plan for the whole world is nothing less than world government.
I'm not comfortable with that at all. Who elected these guys to run the planet?
They are the elitists. They feel they should run the world for their own selfish interests.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government, and only an educated, informed public can stop them in their tracks.
David Rockefeller admits in his own memoirs that he wants to destroy the United States.
Right.
He's a traitor!
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
I need you to move off the property.
Some shots were fired.
There's Bilderbergers right there.
The Trans-Texas Corridor is a vital part because we stop here in Texas. We stop the new world order right here in Texas.
This thing started here. And to save this country, we kill this damn thing here.
President of the United States to carry out a phrase his father used, and that is a new world order.
Your new world order will fall. Yes. Humanity will defeat him. The answer to 1984 is 1776.
When a silent majority allows their nation to lose its common sense, that nation is lost, and you are allowing them to take your country away from you. Is it common sense to adore at the altar of multiculturalism? Read your world history. Not one nation has survived as a multiculture. It's the uniculture that is your strength. One country, one culture, one language. Is it common sense that 84% of the people want to make English the official language of America, but your majority political party espouses insanity, ignores the people, and says no? Is it common sense that 53 countries, mostly in Africa, have declared English to be their national language, and the party who declares we will unite you says press 2 for Spanish? Is it common sense to adopt your new national religion of diversity when the very word means disunity? We founded a country on similarities, not diversities. One country, one culture, one language. You cry out for unity, but is it common sense to continue to identify yourselves by your ethnicities and not your nationalism? White-America, Black-America, Chinese-America, Hispanic-American, Gay and Lesbian-American, the Black Caucus, the Hispanic Caucus, the Woman's Caucus. You want unity? Change your language. Isn't it time, once again, we all became just plain Americans? Or is that too much common sense? Is it your new common sense now to stand up and cheer when a presidential candidate wants to hand over the health care system to that same government who has run Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and 12 other entitlement programs into bankruptcy? A government bureaucracy who can't run a railroad, your airports, secure your borders, or find 15 to 20 million illegal aliens? That same government that allows Islamic women to take their driver's license picture wearing a neck scarf covering their face because it offends their belief. What's next? Allowing the Ku Klux Klan wearing their hoods? Is it common sense to bankrupt the American treasury? Fighting wars for countries whose silent majority won't fight for themselves? Your debt is now $9.4 trillion. Is it common sense to continue to give away $9 billion of taxpayer money to unfriendly countries in foreign aid, including $2 billion a year to Egypt, who votes against the United States 80% of the time in the United Nations? All this while your own inner cities crumble. 40% of your high school graduates can only read or write at a fourth grade level. You have to import people from China and India for your high-tech industry because you haven't got enough smart people in America. And New Orleans and the flood victims of Iowa continue to be forgotten. This is madness. Lay down your misplaced global burden and rebuild America first. You can't support the world while neglecting your own country. Are you unifying the country with common sense when both of your presidential candidates cry out, "We must show compassion for the 15 to 20 million invaders from south of your border"? But not one word of compassion for the overburdened American taxpayer who is forced to subsidize the invaders by paying over $250 billion of their hard-earned money to establish America as the welfare department of a failed, corrupt foreign country. Are you unifying your country with common sense by sending out your utility bills and your Social Security checks in Spanish? Legal and illegal immigrants have no incentive to learn your unifying language because you make it easy for them not to assimilate. How many of you write in big letters across that bill, "English only, please," and send it back? Stop bending over backwards to accommodate every other culture but your own. Is it common sense to allow your activist judges to ignore your history, your culture, your Declaration of Independence, and every other founding document to remove God from public life? And endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, their creator, not the ACLU, not the will of the atheist, or the anti-Americans that sit on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco. Separation of church and state, yes. Separation of God from public life, never intended by your founding fathers. Is it common sense that the very political party who claims to be the party of the people and shouts, "We will bring change," consistently stops all common sense legislation to secure your borders, establish workplace verification, and stop taxpayer money for illegals? They call themselves progressive global thinkers. We had another word for them in 1776. We called them traitors. This happened all once before. 232 years ago, it led to revolution and thousands of dead in the streets. It will happen again unless you take back America now. Join the grassroots movement of the second American Revolution. Not of guns and violence, but pressure, pressure, pressure on your non-representing representatives who created these problems in the first place. This is the most important phone number in your democracy, the congressional switchboard. Pick up your phone every day, every hour if need be, and call your representatives and tell them in no uncertain language to listen to the silent majority or else be thrown out on their hindquarters. It's toll-free, and your taxes pay for it. Would you stand by and watch your family perish when you have the power to save them? Of course not. Then why are you doing that to your own country? 1-866-340-9281. Perhaps you allow all this destructive, uncommon sense out of a distorted notion of tolerance. Remember what Aristotle said, tolerance is the last virtue of a dying society. You are tolerating the behavior that is destroying you. This wine was once rich, highly desired and admired. But when you dilute it with enough water, it stops being anything. Take back America now. Choose to be part of the second American Revolution. Pressure, pressure, pressure. No presidential candidate, no political party can save you now. Only an aroused citizenry will turn this uncommon sense around. And he or she who does nothing now is helping them to destroy America. My name is Thomas Paine, and I approve of this message. I only hope to God you will too.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Joseph Gibson. We are on Blog Talk Radio Live. How is everyone tonight? Hope you can hear me loud and clear. I had a problem hooking up the microphone tonight. Why, I don't know. It would not connect. But I hope everyone is well, and we get some new listeners tonight who want to contribute and chime in and discuss some of the things that are on their mind and the problems that we face today as American citizens. I know I have my supporters out there who listen. They support the show, and I'm thankful for that. However, we do have a lot of problems going on and happening in America today. Just recently, during the past couple of days, a woman has been arrested because she has refused to give or issue a marriage license to a gay couple because she states that she is a Christian, and she does not believe in homosexuality, and she cannot support it, promote homosexuality or lesbians. She cannot promote or endorse marriage between a man and a man and a woman and a woman because it conflicts with her personal beliefs as a Christian and believing in the Bible and the Word of God, something that this country was founded on. The Constitution was modeled after the Bible. Okay? The Federalist Papers, read history, know history. The Constitution was written in accordance with the Holy Bible. Every founding father was a Bible-believing Christian. No, they were not Masons. I don't want to hear that crap. They were not. I used to believe that too. I read a book by Dr. Phil Grady. I actually met him in person in Stamford, Connecticut, and I asked him, if George Washington was a Mason, you know, how could he be a righteous man? And he said, well, actually, he was not a Mason. And I said, well, what proof do you have of that? Well, he actually went to the Library of Congress and paid out of his own pocket. It's a personal letter that George Washington had written and signed from, that's archived, paid dollar for each word to have that letter printed in the back of his book. I purchased a copy of his book and I read it. But before I purchased the book, he told me, and he opened it up and he read the letter from George Washington. And George Washington stated very clearly, I do not support your lodge, nor have I ever attended your lodge, nor will I ever attend your lodge. I do not believe in your ways or your rituals. And he goes on and on and on throughout the letter. In his own handwriting, and it's archived in the Library of Congress, and you can see it. So George Washington was not a Mason. Neither was Thomas Jefferson, nor John Adams. The founding fathers were not Masons, okay? Mason lodges around the country who walk around naked in the woods at night with their perversion and their weird rituals would like you to believe that they were Masons, but they're not, okay? I know Freemasons personally. I've worked for them. I've met them, and they are some very weird people. Let me tell you that right now. Don't like what I say? Too bad. I'm just voicing my opinion. They are strange people. Do they band together and take care of each other and benefit the community as far as the economy and our business leaders in the community? Of course they are. Of course they are. Of course they cooperate with the world. They're associated with the Illuminati and every other scum secret society out there. Skull and bones. They practice rituals of sacrificing children to Moloch and Baal. Read up on it. Look up Bohemian Grove. You know what? At 9 o'clock at night, I'd rather be home in my living room or in my house doing what I want to do instead of running around the woods pretending to be a devil or a demon, making mock sacrifices to Moloch, practicing witchcraft. Oh, my daddy's a Mason. He's a good man. Yeah, right. I don't want to hear that crap. When you walk in that Mason Lodge, you got that checkerboard square floor. You ever see those checkerboard square floors? That's Masonic. Every Mason Lodge has them. Okay? Now, you know, most of the regular Masons who are just members, who attend the Lodge just to be members, do not know what the higher degree of Masons do or what they really perpetuate and really stand for. Okay? They're kept in the dark. They go to the meeting and they say, yes, we have to help each other out. We're a brotherhood. Blah, 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 blah. It's a nice fancy club and everyone feels good and they're friends and they're a brotherhood and they help each other out. But when you go to the 20th degree and you get all the way up to the 33rd degree, the highest level of the pyramid of the Masonic Lodge or members, you get to some really sick stuff. You get to evil men, perverted men. Okay? Women are not allowed to participate in the Masonic rituals or lodges. Okay? They're allowed to go, but they're not allowed to go in the meetings. Okay? But you don't hear about any discrimination out of those places, do you? Okay, because we know the Freemasons run this country. Business leaders, they're the politicians. They're the people who are controlling the banks, the central banks, your money. They control your communities. And they have a lot of influence on the way policy goes and things that happen around this country today. Okay? So I don't want to hear that nonsense that George Washington was a Mason. No, he was not. He was not. Look it up. The man who actually paid money to put it in his book, Dr. Phil Grady. The book was called How Satan Destroyed America. It's actually a very good book. I like one of the quotes in the book, actually. It's in one of the beginning chapters. He talks about Michael Jackson. He says, America is the only country where a poor black boy can turn into a rich white woman. Michael Jackson. He's talking about Michael Jackson. That was funny. I like that one. A poor black boy can turn into a rich white woman. We all know Michael Jackson was a fruitcake. You don't like what I say? Does that offend you? Too bad. I don't care. But anyway, back to this story about the woman that's been arrested in Kentucky. Because she refuses to issue gay marriage licenses because it goes against her religious belief, and she's been jailed because of it. She sits in a prison cell tonight because of her Christian beliefs. What have we told you over the years? What have we said? What have you heard from other people who preach the Bible, preachers, pastors? One day, Christians will be hated. They will be arrested for what they believe. They will be martyred, right? In the end times, Christians will be hunted down and beheaded. Well, we're at the beginning now. They're starting to be arrested, put in handcuffs and thrown in prison because they have Christian beliefs that they are firm on and they follow the word of God, the Bible. They stand by it. They will not perpetuate anything that goes against that book. And, hey, if you believe in something, are you going to become a hypocrite and say, well, you know, I got to do it because, you know, the government told me to do it. And, you know, even though I go to church on Sunday and I say I won't, but I go ahead and do it on Monday. No, this woman is a righteous woman. She's standing behind her beliefs. She has now been imprisoned. She sits in prison today. She believes, and she's a Christian, and she believes homosexuality is wrong. Were you not told this over the many years throughout your life, people that are listening? prophecy is coming true right before your very eyes. What happens when you are forced to take the mark of the beast that the Bible predicts you will be forced to take? Or you will be beheaded. You will be murdered. You will be imprisoned. You will take the mark of the beast because it is a human number. It is a number of a man. And you must have wisdom and understanding to know and understand what that mark is, like the Bible tells you. Because we are in the end times. It is over. We're going down. But there's people like me and you, the supporters of the show, and many of my friends and other people across the world who are out there trying to wake people up. Because what does the Bible also say? Repent. If you repent, God will heal the land. He will heal that nation. Okay? He will exalt the righteous. And he doesn't lie, because there have been awakenings throughout history. Okay? We can have an awakening in this country where we can wake up and repent and start doing the right thing. But the way things are going, I don't know. Things are going pretty fast here. We got a treaty with Iran now. I mean, they're going to get $100 billion worth of revenue. They only need about $30 billion a year to have a nuclear weapon. And they already said as soon as they obtain a nuclear weapon, it's going right towards us or Israel. They will attack us. They hate us. They've already stated it so many times. They will attack us. And we already know what the Bible says. And Israel has already threatened that if Iran does obtain a nuclear weapon, they will attack Israel. I mean, excuse me, Iran. Israel will attack Iran. They will bomb them. They will take out their nuclear facilities. And what happens when they do that? Russia has already stated that Russia, which who has many scientists and has funded many facilities in Iran, that if Israel attacks Iran, they will strike Israel. What does the Bible say? In the end times, Magog and Moscow, we know Moscow in Russia, it's called Moscow in Hebrew, will invade, the Red Army will invade from the north in the end times. Well, what is Russia? The red flag with the sickle on it. They're the Red Army. They will invade from the north, and they will attack Israel. What happens after they attack Israel? Miracles start to happen, and God intervenes, but the man of peace steps in, the Antichrist, and he takes credit for making peace between Iran and all the other Muslim countries and Russia, the Red Army from the north. He makes peace. There's peace now. And you will get 3.5 years of peace. And this man, the Antichrist, because this will be the Antichrist who makes peace, will make everything okay. Everybody's going to believe him. He stopped war. He stopped a nuclear war. He stopped World War III. So everyone's going to believe him. He's a great person. He's a hero. He's going to be a great leader. And he will establish his kingdom, and they will build the mosque and the temple in Israel so that all the religions will get together and we'll have a one-world religion and a one-world government. And everyone's going to be so happy. But after 3.5 years, he will break his peace treaty with Israel. And he will declare himself as God on earth. And you will obey him. You will take that mark. Because he's going to have a lot of supporters. America's going to be gone by that time, trust me. America's already gone, almost. You will see things self-destruct. And he will sit in the temple and declare himself God. Remember, he's going to perform miracles. So, you know, what do you see when you see miracles? People see a Mary in a tree. They go, they sit around and worship it. What happens if this man is murdered, shot dead, he's assassinated, like the Bible predicts? and he rises up and he heals himself. What if John F. Kennedy rose from the grave today? Right before, we have the technology, we can see everything that's happening around the world. What happens if he rose up? Would you believe? Would you believe then? Damn right you would. Okay? So when this man, who is a hero, is assassinated and rises from the dead and then declares himself God, because he's a counterfeit. You got to remember, he's the Antichrist. He does everything and he mimics everything like Jesus Christ did. Jesus rose from the dead. Okay? He performs miracles. He's going to do everything Jesus has done, did. He's an Antichrist. He's fake. But people are going to believe him. And after that 3.5 years, God is fed up. He opens up a wrath on the earth you've never seen. 2/3 of the earth will burn up. How does it burn up? I don't know. Nuclear war, maybe? Fire? Forest fires? I don't know. We already got weird weather. You got snow in summer. I mean, who knows what the heck's going to happen? And this Antichrist gathers together many people. Many. And he thinks, yeah, you know, we're going to defeat God. You know, we're going to win. And a lot of people are with him. And all during this time, the Christians are persecuted. You're gone. You're being persecuted and arrested and beheaded so fast your head will spin right off your shoulders. Okay? You're done. You know, I show America's Most Wanted, you're going to see Christians on there. This man, so-and-so, John blah, 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 he was preaching in New York City at Times Square. He is wanted for a felony. Oh, he's a terrorist. He was trying to save people and win them back to that evil Bible. You know, it's true. It's happening before our very eyes. A woman in Kentucky was arrested. And she sits in jail because she doesn't support homosexuality. Because the Supreme Court says homosexuality is right. They have a right to marry. Because the Supreme Court says that's it. And we are, and I don't care what the Constitution says. I don't care what the Bible says. The homosexuality is right and you're going to obey. And you're going to give them a marriage license. I don't care if it goes against your belief or not. You're going to pay for abortion. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. Or we're going to arrest you. And they do. They will. They've done it. They're starting to now. So, what are you going to do about it, people? I got one person now who has a question, so I'll put them on. I'll go ahead and wrap that up, my little introduction. But, okay, Reidsville, North Carolina, go ahead, you're on. How you doing?
Hello.
Hello.
This is
Bridget. Hey, how are you?
Reidsville. I'm fine. This is Bridget from Reidsville, North Carolina.
All right.
And I just wanted to say, I think it's a shame what happened to this woman in Kentucky, because I commend her for standing up for the right thing and the right way that we're supposed to live our life. And people want to drag all her past out and use it against her. They want to say, oh, well, she's been married a few times and she's had children out of wedlock. Well, we're not perfect. Christians are not perfect. We're just like everybody else. We make mistakes. The only difference is we believe in Jesus Christ and we're forgiven because we choose to believe. But we're not perfect. And, you know, I don't think it's fair that they want to put her past, bring it up just to discredit her and make it seem like she's not doing this because she truly doesn't believe in homosexuality. They want to make it out like she's just doing it because she wants to break the law.
Well, we don't know that what they are saying about her past is true. I mean, I myself one day was arrested about 20 years ago, and I made the front page news, and they twisted the story around so much and so bad. I was the most evil person in that town. Okay, so. You know, we don't know what they're saying is true, and I can guarantee you, I'm not there, and we don't know what's really actually happening. Is this person real, and is this really happening? I don't know. Something's fishy about this story. Are they trying to provoke something? We don't know. I'm pretty sure that she has been arrested and she's a real person because it's easily verifiable. And people would post it all over the internet. So she is in jail and she is a real person. But I never heard of people being arrested for that. And we never thought that would ever come true in America today. But has it? If it has, we're in trouble. And we need to wake up because anything goes now.
I mean, I kind of figured, I knew it would happen one day because the Bible speaks about Christians being persecuted for their beliefs. I mean, it's going to get way worse, like you were talking about, pretty soon or whenever it gets to that point. Since I can't say when things are going to happen, you know, only God knows. You're going to get arrested for holding a Bible. You're going to get arrested for owning one. You're going to get arrested for speaking the name Jesus. You know, everything, it's all going to happen. And, you know, I'm not surprised that this happened. And as far as her past, I mean, yeah, they could be making it up. Even if they're not, it doesn't matter because we're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. You can't be perfect. The only perfect one that ever walked this earth was Jesus.
What people are saying, though, is she has broken the law. So she cannot make her own rules up. Yeah, she cannot make her own rules up, and she cannot write her own laws. And she was elected to perform a duty. And according to these people, the Supreme Court have ruled that gay marriage is now legal and should be recognized. And it's her job to issue gays a marriage license, even if it does conflict with her personal religious beliefs. That's what a lot of people's argument is. So what's your opinion?
Yeah.
I mean, why can't the gays and lesbians, after all, it is the law of the land now, according to the Supreme Court, it's case law, and they rule that gay marriage is legal, so why shouldn't they be allowed to get a marriage license? I'm playing devil's advocate here. So why should they not be allowed to get a marriage license? Why should this woman, whose job is to issue marriage licenses, and gays are supposed to be allowed to receive a marriage license, why shouldn't she be allowed to get, why shouldn't these two homosexual men be allowed to get a marriage license? Why? Because she believes in the Bible? That's what a lot of people are saying. So what do you think about that?
Obviously, I don't agree with them because I don't feel like she should have to choose between her job. I know a lot of people, I've read all of it too, saying that she should just quit and walk away from her job if it's that important to her. I don't feel like she should have to be forced to do anything she doesn't want to do or have to choose between making a living and having a job and have to choose between that and what she believes in. So I'm pretty sure there's plenty of them that have no problem issuing a license, and you know, they want to make her a scapegoat. They want to make her a target, and probably to intimidate other people into thinking that they have to do this stuff or they're going to be arrested, you know?
Well, that's true, but like I said, you know, why should she not? I mean, that's her job. She's supposed to issue a license. That's her job title. So why can't these two men receive a license? For a marriage license, it's their right now, according to the Supreme Court, right?
Well, they can, but I'm never going to say I agree with it. I can't do it because I feel the same way she does.
I got two other people that have already questioned it, so I'll go with the state of Wisconsin here, and I think I know who this is. One of my supporters. Go ahead. Hey, how you doing tonight?
Hey, good evening, Joe. Hey, Bridget.
Hey.
I agree with you, Bridget. And the other thing that I'd like to mention about this is she took the job, and this law was not enforced. And she took the job as, you know, the way she takes it. In my opinion, she should be grandfathered. You know, just like,
true.
like businesses are grandfathered from, paying special levies and stuff because they voted it in now, and you've been there for 100 years, and you know, or whatever. I have an opinion on it, but you know, the thing is, I guess today in their office they did produce the licenses. You know, someone else did it.
Mm-hmm.
And in my opinion, they just could have done that and, you know, saved her for all the grief and everything. But she believes in what she believes in. And, you know, that recording that you just played at the very end of your opening, wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah, you like that. You like that. I played it a couple times already. I'm sorry you missed it.
I must have, because this is what I've been kind of saying is, you know, we can't expect the politicians to step up for us. They're not even stepping up for anything. I mean, you know, I don't even know why these people even get out of their house and go to work. You know, they don't seem like they can get anything done. And the only stuff they do pass is junk and, you know, programs that are basically, you know, millions and millions of hours on why frogs jump and they don't walk. I mean, come on. You know, it's ridiculous. You know, we have veterans that are, you know, suffering in VA hospitals and convalescent homes and everything. And, you know, instead of spending the money somewhere like that, and just like Bridget said, Planned Parenthood, take the money from Planned Parenthood and you know, help our veterans. And I'm just not saying veterans, but still, I believe the veterans are being forgotten, you know, and I don't like it, you know, and, you know, this dum-dum that we have running the country, I mean, you know, cops are being killed left and right. Where is he? He's in Alaska, you know, naming a mountain. You know, get your priorities straight. You know, the vice president and his wife was on TV last couple of nights. They're promoting a book. But, you know, you listen to Cheney talk, and of course, you know, Cheney's a pretty gruff guy. You know, he's like, you know, he tells it like it is, and, you know, you could kind of barks at you, but, you know what? If you don't want to hear what he says, don't ask him, because, you know, what is the one we have say now? You know, you can't even fire somebody for committing a felony. I mean, you know, you go outside and you go down and go into your convenience store and say, gee, I need to feed my children, so I, you know, if you don't mind, I'm just going to take this and see what happens. Okay?
Yep. But Mike, you know, I mean, why should this person be placed in jail today? A lot of people are commenting, like I read these other sites, and they're probably not real people, and it could be fake. It could be, all, you know, robotic, like Joe and Meredith says, I'm going to put him on in a second because he wants a Q&A. But, you know, we don't know if a lot of these websites are made up and they're trying to instigate people. But I know I'm real, and I've commented. And a lot of people are saying, you know what? She has the job now as someone who's supposed to issue a marriage license. And that's her job. If she doesn't like it, quit.
I know what you're saying, but, you know, how long has she been a clerk? I don't know. But, you know, if that is the one thing that goes against her religion, okay, and there's other clerks that are in the office that can do it. I don't really see where the big problem was. You know, I mean, for her to be sitting in jail, you know, they have a heck of a lot of other people that could be sitting in that jail that have, you know, that have done, you know, a million times worse. You know, and
well, that's a good point. That's a good point. You got bank robbers, child molesters, rapists, murderers, where, you know, they're out on bond because there's no bed space in the prison. But, you know, we got someone out there who's a Christian who says, I don't believe in performing gay marriage, but we got to fill up that bed space for, you know, And you're right. There's a lot of other people that should be taking that bed. But a lot of people feel strongly that, hey, she's broken the law, so she belongs in jail. I'm surprised, actually. But
well,
our society
is like a rotten apple. It's just rotting away, you know. And people are just, you know, they don't want to be involved with anything, you know. They personally wouldn't want to do anything about anything, you know. I guess they can get on Facebook and Twitter and whatever else, and you know,
they'll write a whole story about it. But to call into a radio show or to have their voice heard, that's why I think a lot of people are phony, and it's all full of crap, you know. And I think they just like to instigate. And I think when it really comes down to it, they agree with our position, you know, Mike.
They're as we used to call them when I was a kid, you're milquetoast. That's what you are, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go ahead and put Meriden, Connecticut on because he's been waiting now for a while. So I'll put him on, and you guys can converse about this a little bit. I'm sure he has an opinion. Go ahead. You're on. I'm sorry to keep waiting.
Hello, everybody. Hello,
hey.
Everybody. This is Joe. And anything I got to say is my own opinion. You know, we're making absolute statements about what we're talking about here, and we really don't know for sure, but that's okay. We're just commenting on what is supposed to be the truth. And like Joe said, I believe that it's in the news, but you can't believe what's in the news because it's all fictitious. You know, what's wrong with this, Mike said. You know what's wrong with this? Here's what's wrong with this. I've been telling you what's wrong with this. They used to throw Christians to the lions and kill them. Now they're locking them up in prison. Supposedly, this woman won't issue these marriage certificates, so she's locked up in federal prison. She should have had appeal after an appeal after an appeal after an appeal, but she's locked up instead. Muhammad Ali, 6 months after he got his notice to join the army, his religion changed, and he got out of it, and he was charged with a federal crime for not reporting to the service. He got out of it. You know, if she quits, supposedly, she'll never get another job. You know, you go to the hospital, or I went to the hospital a while back, and they had to draw some blood out. Actually, it wasn't the hospital, it was a doctor. My doctor couldn't do it. Do you know what she did? She sent me to another doctor. What's wrong with the situation here? The situation is, if it looks like a duck, and it quacks like a duck, and it walks like a duck, it's probably a duck. When you look at the White House and you see a dictator in charge, you know what's coming down the road. So that's what I got to say about this. And Joe's right. Things are getting worse, and they're going to get much worse because we've got the worst piece of trash sitting down there now ever that I've known of, because he's going to transform America, all right, and you see what he's doing? And I say this all the time, and other people disagree. Oh, if you don't vote, blah, blah, blah. How can you vote? You can't vote for the lesser of two evils. Here's two guns. Shoot yourself. Pick whichever gun you want. What the hell's the difference? They're both no good. And you can't vote for any of these turkeys. And that's like Trump up there with Hillary and everything. You know, you don't know if it's a big game or not. You've been fooled so many times. You know, when are you going to figure out that it's really a duck?
Yeah, you're right. You know, a lot of this is fake. I mean, I'm on a website right now where people are commenting so fast on this, but yet I put up my radio station website and phone number, and we don't get anyone calling in and talking about it, but they feel so strongly about it. You want to know why? Because I believe it's fake. I don't think that these people on these websites are actually real. I believe, like you said, they're all robotic computer responses.
And it's coming from Washington, D.C. to raise concern, to raise emotions, to take you away from what's really going on or going to be going on.
Yep.
You know what?
You're right.
I believe his websites are like on your cell phone when you talk to Siri or whatever the other one is, Goofy, whatever. I mean, you know, you press the button and you ask, you know, how far is Pluto? And, you know, and she tells you it's 3.46 billion miles. I think that's what's happening with the computers. I think, you know, they'd recognize a word or a phrase.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, and I think that's, I think my brother is right. I think that it's exactly what's happening, you know, and.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
You know, computers were a good thing, but, you know, I can't remember the movie, but there was a movie out where all the computers, you know, kind of were working against us. And there was one movie where this kid hacked into the computer and he had to play a game with it.
Yeah.
And it ended up where the computer was about ready to set up all the nuclear bombs and everything. And it's like, you know, I'm not saying that's happening now, but it feels like...
Is that the movie
like,
War Games? Is that the movie War Games where he plays the game?
Yeah. Yeah, was it Michael Broderick or no? I don't know who.
I don't know the actor or whatever, but yeah, he goes on his computer in the bedroom and he logs into NASA or Fort Bragg's website, and he starts World War III, but it's all fake in reality. But nobody believes it; they think it's real.
Right, and it's just like, you know, this email thing that's going around, you know, with Hillary. You know, everybody's like, you know, oh, well, you know, it happened. Well, she's a Clinton, so, you know. Oh, China got a hold of them? Well, they can't read English. And, you know, and it's you know, if it was anybody else, you know, if it was Donald Trump, if it was any of the 17 that are running, okay, they would have such bad press. And, you know, they'd have to drop out and go hide.
True.
You know?
Yeah, yep. True.
This is what I mean with our country. You know, I don't know who it was. I don't know if it was you, Joe, or my brother, Joe, that, you know, it's like, you know, you used to be able to drive your car with not much problem, okay? And, you know, if you came up to a traffic light and it was turning... You know, yellow when you're still doing, you know, the 45 mile an hour speed limit. You know, sometimes it's better off just to, you know, go through it than to slam on your brakes and, you know, and just stop in the middle of the intersection. You know, because you don't want to go through it. And it's like, you know, pretty soon, this is the way everything's gonna be working with us. You know, they got to know everything about us now. And, you know, you were talking about them putting a chip in us. Well, they're probably doing that for everybody that's born now. We don't know, you know. And
I know. Yeah, you're right.
Because they're doing it with dogs. You know, you go to your vet and you know, he's like, you know, yeah, we really recommend that you put this chip in your dog and this and that. You know, and granted, that does help when the dog runs away, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, this is what I'm saying. You know, that with that chip, I don't know if you ever watched Harry Potter, but, you know, when Harry Potter was at the end of the series, you know, and they were all chasing him, you know, all the bad guys, you know, they said to Harry Potter that he still had the thing in his head, you know, that... They could trace him, you know, and I think it's getting that way, you know. With criminals, what do? They put something around their leg or something, or
they put
something of that sort.
They put a tracking thing on their leg when you're on home arrest. It's like a wrist, ankle bracelet, and they track them wherever they go. There's a little monitor in their house, and if they walk out of their house at a certain time, it'll sound off an alarm. So, yes, they're tagged like a dog. But then they're going to do that to everybody one day, you know, Mike?
Right. And it, you know, what? We're not going to even know it. We're going to go to the DMV, and we're going to renew our driver's license. And they're going to be mean to us and give us our new license and come to find out that thing is going to have some sort of tracking thing in it.
Why are you going to the DMV? That's the Department of Mexican Voters.
There already is. When I went to CVS to buy a money order, right, one day, she took my license and scanned it. And there's a barcode that's in my license on the back. And I don't know what she was scanning. I asked her what that was, and she said, of course, you know, she's just a puppet. She said, that's what we're told to do when you buy a money order. Oh. You know, so what is she scanning? I mean, why is there a barcode with information on my license, right?
All bank cards and things of that nature starting next month or a month or two from now are going to have chips on them. I believe they're called ASIC chips, but I'm not sure. Similar to the chips that you saw on some of your satellite TV cards. Now, that's what they say it is, but who knows really what it is?
I had a DirecTV person tell me they could watch you and listen to you through your satellite TV box, and you told me no, that's not true.
I did too, but that was about maybe 7-8 years ago.
Yeah.
No, the LNB on the dish doesn't allow it to transmit. If you had it hooked up to your telephone and everything, it'd be possible. So
DirecTV, you have to have it hooked up to your telephone, because in the middle of the night, 2-3 a.m, they're updating your service every night.
You see, so they got you covered.
many times I'd be up because I can't sleep, and all of a sudden a message would come off to my screen on my TV that says, "We're sorry, but we're shutting down for update service." You know,
they should say, "Sorry, we're watching you."
Yeah,
listen. You were talking about the Masons before. The Shining Stars. Is it the Shining Star for the females for Masons?
Is it the Shining Star for females? I'm not 100% sure. What do you think?
It's something star. But do you want to know do you want to know how you can figure out who the Masons are in any town?
How?
When you get off the highway, do you ever see these big signs they got made out of wood and everything plastered right in the ground? Welcome to so-and-so town. This business proudly sponsors blah, 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 stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the businesses. They're running the town.
Really? Huh, I didn't know that. I'm going to look into that.
I'm pretty close. I'm not exactly accurate, but I'm pretty close.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Well, I'm here right now. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Mike. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, you know, like Joe's saying, that those businesses run the town and everything. You know, down south, you know, they've been having flooding like crazy, you know, Miami and everything else. And, you know, and I bet you FEMA's not down there helping any of those people, you know.
Why would they?
Well, because that's your job. But, you know, nowadays, just because you have a job doesn't mean, you know, you're going to do it.
Isn't Obama's job to defend the Constitution and all of that?
No, his job is to take out a pair of scissors and cut it up into shreds.
You see, that's right. You see, we're making fun of it. And you know what? And we couldn't impeach him if we wanted to. But I got something else to tell you. I got something else to tell you that's going on. It kind of hit home recently, too. What they're doing now is you're going to start going to your ATMs, and you're going to go to take out money, and it's not going to give it to you because they're going to say it's a security reason and everything. They're just making sure because they're going to stop handing out cash that way. They're going to make sure that the information they have is correct, and they're going to stop dispensing cash because the reason why. Matter of fact, Chase Bank in some cities has made it against their policy for you to go in and pay your mortgage or utility payments in cash. It has to be done by credit because that's what's going on here. The cash is going away. As a matter of fact, there isn't any cash in America, really. I mean, off the top of my head, you could give everybody a $1,000 bill and there'd be no cash at all in America. That's how little cash there is. I mean, we're $16 trillion, but that $16 trillion is all hoarded by millionaires, billionaires, and overseas. So the amount of actual physical cash in America is somewhere around $300, $350 billion or something like that of actual dollar bills. So what they're doing now is they're going to start limiting that.
You know that company out in San Francisco that Obama gave billion Solyndra, I think its name was? It was a solar company. And he
I remember
gave
the solar
billion,
company, yeah.
He gave hundreds of billions of dollars to them as, in a loan. And six
and
months
then they went
later,
bankrupt.
They went bankrupt.
How
That's
can
right. you go back? How can you go bankrupt on the government? I mean, I don't know. Maybe you can, but I wouldn't think the government will allow that.
No, you see, all I know is that when you loan money to another country and the country has to pay you back the interest, because they never pay back the principal. They always pay back interest. And if the country starts to go under and they're getting to the point to where they can't pay the interest, what the country usually does is loan the other country more money so that they can pay the interest, because money is printed out of thin air. So I don't see why they wouldn't have done the same basically with this company. But again, we're speaking in absolutes here when we really don't know. We only know what we read or hear.
That's true. And we don't even know if half of what we read or even if any of it's actually even true. Because I don't
well,
see any
that's,
of it.
That's
in
exactly
my,
what
in
I'm
my
saying.
Pocket.
That kind of tells you what kind of country we are. Up here in Wisconsin, one of the local stations started a news service called Good News. And all it did is promote or represent the goodness that's going on in your community. And the station lasted a little over a month.
There you have it. No, there's nothing good going on anywhere because problems. And if you're going to try to promote something good, you know what? If they promoted lesbians and bisexuals and everything like that, they would have got a fortune. And
true.
I hear back because
know,
you know where the money comes
from.
Right. You know where all the money comes from to keep these places going. You know, it's not from donations. Trust me.
Yeah, but
isn't that how
Obama got basically in? He told all the college kids that you know, he was going to pay their tuition, you know, and then when it came around to pay the tuition, he was like, sorry,
and that's exactly what he's doing to the American people, and we're falling for it.
Oh, you're right. You're right, but what power do we actually have? What is reality? When they slap the handcuffs on you and throw you in a jail cell, that's reality.
I've said that before. When you get pulled over by the cop, he's the authority. You're going to do what he says whether you want to or not, and you're going to sit in jail. That's why my grand jury approach would have been much better, because if we had the grand jury for this supposed lady in Kentucky, she would have went before them, and they would have made the decision.
Yeah, true. That's true. You're
well,
right.
They made the bond so big that, you know, she probably couldn't have even afford to, you know, to come up with it. I mean, the bail.
Well,
sorry.
Well, right, if it is true, she's doing the right thing. That's for sure. And it would have been so easy to make Saturday gay day, or whatever. You know what?
Yeah.
You can all come in on Saturdays. You can get all the licenses you want because we know you just have to be married so that you can walk around and show everybody.
That's
well, I
right.
can't do it
that's
on
right.
I can't do it on Saturdays because you know that's my play date with my friends. So you know, can we make
well,
it for
well,
Wednesdays?
Well, since you're my minority, then you will open just for you on Sunday.
Well, I can't
you know what,
go
guys? You know what, guys? I think the only way. Because I've been working hard trying to promote this show, and I think the only way is pay money. You got to upgrade. You got to get them to advertise, and that's the only way. I've been advertising myself for so long now that I don't see any ratings increasing on this show. I see the archive shows getting a lot of hits after they're archived. But can people really tune in live to this show and voice their opinion? I'm starting to wonder about that because, I mean, how could I post a link on a site that has 8,000 comments and not one person clicks on that link? It don't make any sense.
You know, when you go get your car fixed, you normally go to your mechanic because he's been doing it for a long time. And, you know, he's not always right, but he knows a lot more than you. When you get sick, you go to your doctor or you go to your herbalist or you go to your naturopath doctor because they've been doing it for a long time. And not that they know your body better than you do, but they probably got a better idea. What did I tell you before?
What? Say it again. Say it again.
If you can get 20 callers on here, you're doing good because people don't log in. They don't pay attention. You've got the NSA searching out everything, and everybody's just searching for things to make a dollar or to get the goods on you.
You think they're blocking me?
Oh, they're probably giving you DOS attacks to your router and everything else so that you can't say what you got to say or doing whatever, anything possible, without a doubt. I mean, that guy, Hal Turner, used to have his own server and everything. They used to knock him down all the time. And where do you think it was coming from? Best guess.
Yeah, because let me tell you something. I on the live show, I don't see the live listens, but I go back a week later, and I've got triple the live people that were actually on this show. So that means they're logging on afterwards when I'm not on live. So they don't mind people listening to what I have to say afterwards. They just don't want us communicating with each other live. You know what? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, that could be quite possible as well too. Listen, I don't know about your show. I don't know about Blog Talk. I know about other shows and everything, and it's rare, extremely rare, that you get more than, let's say, 18 callers. That's rare.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I always average around 12 or 15. You know? If I go above that, the signal starts getting distorted.
Yeah. I think Mike wants to say something.
Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead. I'm sorry. You still there, Mike?
Yeah, just a second.
Hello?
Yeah.
Are you there, Mike?
He said just a second. He must be busy doing something. Maybe he's milking a cow. I don't know.
Okay. All right. I'm back.
All right. Well, what do you think about what we just said, Mike?
Well, Joe, remember when I used to run those stores in Connecticut, the half-price stores?
Yeah.
And I had a store. I had many of them. I had one in New Haven. I had one in Bristol. I had one in Meriden. Well, the Meriden store was in a very poor area, and it was kind of hard to get people in there, even at 50% off. And we used to put these big signs in the windows that we used to make ourselves with paint.
Yeah.
And we put sex across the window. Sex, 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 sex. Right?
Yeah.
My store beat the biggest stores in the company on profits. And my store was like one-third of the biggest store that we had. And,
wow.
You know, and people would just come in, you know, look around and go, you said sex on the window. I said, well, that was just so you can get in here. You're a male and you're a female. Okay, we're done. You know,
right?
and
maybe you're right, Mike. Maybe I'm being too honest with my broadcast. Maybe I should try switching the categories.
Yeah, maybe you should say, tonight we're going to talk about sex, or tonight we're going to talk about, whatever.
Well, talk
about free ways to spy on your friends on Facebook. You'll get 1,000 callers.
What I'm trying to say is that when you book your show, okay, they ask you what category you want to put it in. I put it in religion, okay? And I noticed that when I do my football show, I have automatically 60 listeners off the bat because it's sports. So maybe I should go with entertainment or politics or news instead of religion in my category, you know?
Yeah,
I think
entertainment might be the one to go with,
go ahead,
right?
Yeah, you're right.
Because you are very entertaining,
you know.
I think the category you're picking there, Joe, is just for blog talking. It has nothing to do with any external link or whatever, because it wouldn't matter what category you're in with an external link, because it's going to take you right there anyway.
Well, I know my hashtag, Joseph Gibson. I type that in all the time. I started out at 3. I'm at 37 right now. So my hashtag has been clicked on 37 times. So that means people are clicking on my link, and that's what I'm trying to say is people do not want to interact live. They'd rather listen to the show afterwards, not during live broadcast, because
That's what I just said before, because
people are busy.
You know, the news station tried to say, you know, oh, good news. All we're going to do is good news, right? Nobody wants to.
Yeah.
If that station would have said, you know, sex at 11, tune in, you know, I mean, they probably have the biggest ratings of the night.
Well, we got to be creative.
The call quality is terrible.
The call quality? Are you serious? My call quality, I'm not sounding good?
Well, Mike as well too, and it's been from the beginning basically. It was better the other night. I don't know if it's my phone now or what, but it's just breaking up like that with the words. But I don't know. Ask Mike. How's the quality for you, Mike?
I don't know. There's no breaking up tonight.
No, there's no breaking up on my end either. And when I play back the show, I played back the other night and the night before, it sounded perfectly crisp. Because I always play back the show right after it gets recorded and to see if it's worth putting up in the archive section. And, you know, it's been pretty good lately.
It could very well be people trying to break into my router or something, causing those DOS attacks or something. And that's why, because that could very well be possible.
You know, you could put in your tagline, you know, how to get free stuff on our next show.
There you go, Mike.
Mike, we will build up followers.
We will build up followers as time goes on. And I do have people that do, you know, always promote my show for me on Facebook and whatnot. And I have 785 followers on Twitter, and they always retweet my tweet. But what I'm trying to say is it takes a long time to build up a following. I'm not popular. I'm a nobody right now. You know, I'm not Sean Hannity. I'm not, what's that other guy, Glenn Beck. You know, I've never been on Fox TV. But what we've got to do is keep working and keep, you know, participating and talking about the hardcore issues. Because we do get people that will log on live because we've seen it. And we have people who have called in. So we just got to keep chugging along. Remember, we've only been on for a month, so we're new, you know. And so maybe if a year from now we don't see any change, then maybe it's time to hang it up. But we'll just keep working at it.
Do I sound okay to you?
Yeah, you do.
You sound perfect.
Okay, well, then it's just you guys, it's just you guys coming this way then.
Yeah. The suggestion you might do, Joe, is, you know, go on. I don't know if you have Craigslist down there or anything, but, you know, you could put ads on there for free and you could, you know, just put an ad, click on this link and learn how to get free stuff or whatever.
Well, I need to hand out some more business cards. So I need to make some more business cards and I need to put them out everywhere and mail them out everywhere. And that's how you really get the word out. And remember, tonight's Friday night. A lot of the people out there are busy tonight, and it's a Friday evening show. Usually I broadcast at 10:30, and I get a lot of hits that late. But I wanted to help my supporters out because you guys don't like it that late. But Sunday night we'll broadcast in primetime, family and friends night, and we get a lot of hits. So we just got to pick the right time slot, and I think that's what it's all about because you got to remember – I'm on the East Coast, so I have to remember, you're an hour behind me, and then you have your mountain time and your West Coast time, and then you have around the world, you know, so you've got to take into consideration that. So where are you going to get the most listeners live? Am I going to get it on the East Coast? Am I going to get Central time, or will I get it on Pacific time? So you got to look at that also, and that's why I look at the stat sheets. So it takes a little time to figure things out, that's all.
Well, if you put your show under religion, maybe you should take some time, go out to some churches, you know, tell them that, you know, about your show and everything, and, you know, give them 50 cards or something, and you know, and then give the church free advertising.
There you go. That's true. And also, but I think really we talk more about political things on this show and self-help. I think it's news and political. I think that's what I'll go under. You know, sociology, you know, and stuff like that, you know, because we talk more like about that really, because we talk about the problems and understanding the times in which we live today. So we need to talk more about, I need to put it under the category of more of like self-help and talking about the things of today. You know what I mean?
I know nothing about the Bible, so I can't help you there.
Yeah, like self-improvement.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do have something else to talk about.
All right, you got 19 minutes, 18 minutes left.
Okay, well, as long as you can hear me good, that's good. It goes right along with what I was talking about before, and the banks shutting down your cards and making you verify everything. You know, Mike runs a farm, and I'm sure he paid for everything cash. No, probably not. He probably took out loans, and he probably owes this person money, and he probably owes that person money. You know, it's called credit, you know. So Mike's got the dairy farm and everything, so he milks his cows. So the guy that comes that picks up the milk, you know, he probably, you know, has got a loan on his truck and everything else. And you know where I'm getting at, and it goes all right down the line. So now they're denying credit cards. What's going to happen when they start denying the checking accounts for those reasons and people aren't getting paid? And then we get the glitches in the system. Well, you know, instead of just, you're going to have to come back tomorrow, you know, because I believe that's the way it's going. And, you know, you know the American dollar is on shaky ground as it is. And to get that new world currency, you know, they'll stick anything in there. So I think that's what's happening. When you combine that with the credit cards, you combine it with people that need that check from that dairy farmer or whatever for the next day, and they don't get it, people will start going out of business. When people start going out of business, they're not paying other people that they owe money to, and it's just going to be a tremendous big explosion, and that's what will bring everything down.
Yeah. No, I agree. You're right.
Well, that's like what Donald Trump said. Ford is building a 2,000 employee plant just over the border in Mexico. You know, and granted, you know, if they employed 2,000 of their own people, then they didn't take any jobs basically away from us, but they really did. But you know, why can't this government do like New York City, I guess, is doing, where, you know, if you come into a certain area and you open a business, there's no taxes for 10 years. You know?
Yeah, you're right.
Wouldn't you rather have a business employ a couple thousand people? You know, look at the revenue that's going to be put back into the system, you know? Is Pratt & Whitney Aircraft down in North Haven still running?
I'm not sure about that, but I'm not. I'm in North Carolina. Joe would know because he's in Connecticut.
That's who I'm asking. Is Pratt & Whitney Aircraft still running and down in New Haven? North Haven.
I don't think they're in North Haven. I know they're still in Hartford, though. I don't think the one in North Haven is open, and probably probably not the one in Southington either. But I don't know that for sure.
God, you know the thousands upon thousands of people that they employed?
Oh, without a doubt. That was the big thing. You couldn't go anywhere near that road or whatever when they were going in or getting out.
No. Nope.
Yep.
Well, I mean, you know, those factories are long and gone, I imagine, right?
Well,
they're still there.
Jet engines. They're still making jet engines. I don't know who's doing them. Pratt & Whitney's probably making one a year. I don't know.
Well, I know we don't have like Ulbrich. You work for Ulbrich Steel and one for Connecticut. Is Ulbrich still there, up and running?
As far as I know, I've gone by there. Of course, it hasn't been in a year or two I've gone by there, but their factory's still there. And I think they'll always be there because they do something a little different than what other steel mills do. So they got a little niche market.
Oh, okay. Well, tell me something. Back then, with the Ulbrich Steel and everything, the steel companies that were on, I mean, back in this, 1974, 75, 76, what were you making per hour back then?
Oh, God, I don't know. It was probably like $7.85 or something like that.
Okay, $7.85 per hour.
Well, yeah, that would be the base rate, but then, you know, I'd make 50% more than that as well. So you know, add 50% to the $7.85, and then you add in I worked 4 hours overtime every single day, so you add in 6 more hours for that. And then I always work Saturday and sometimes Sunday, so you can go from there. But what are you getting at?
What I'm trying to say is, compared to the cost of living today, you were making $7.85 per hour, okay, and that was good pay. But what is good pay today? $30 an hour?
Well, yeah, $30 an hour would probably be equivalent to that, yeah.
But why? Why? I mean, but why? Have prices gone up that much? Or because we're spending money on nonsense we don't need anymore? You understand what I'm trying to get at? It's like we have these cell phones, we have the internet bill now. We didn't have that.
Well, with employees, you know, just like the kennel my wife ran, you know, our workman's comp insurance, we had basically 8 to 10 employees a year, okay?
Yep.
And the workman's comp insurance was $6,000-$7,000 a year.
Okay.
For 10 people. So
wow.
just think what a big company that's employing 2,000, what their workman's comp is. You only use workman's comp as, you know, and when you get laid off, you get hurt, you know.
Well, that's true. That's
actually
true.
I thought about this the past couple of weeks, how these companies actually make a profit, you know.
Yeah.
I hear a dog in the background.
Those are dogs barking. That's all I got around here.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll go ahead and wrap it up anyway. We only got 10 minutes left. I'll play my closing here, because we only got 10 minutes left anyway. Hey, we took up the whole hour and a half. We talked about some good stuff. So hopefully the people that listen to the archive shows, hey, thank you very much. I appreciate that. But I'd like you to call in live. And all you got to do is call in at 657-383-0616 and press 1. And you'll be on here live and you can have your say. And maybe one day in the future I'll get a 1-800 number so everyone around the world can call in for free.
Get a couple of magnets and stick them on your vehicle.
There you go.
You know, when you're driving around, somebody
there
might see it. And,
yeah, sure.
Maybe you can get people actually into the chat box and type something in, or something like that. Who knows?
Well, you got to remember, I screwed up on the advertising for this show. Originally, it was for 9 p.m. So, you know, I kind of messed up on that, so that was my fault.
That's why I mentioned it. I see Bridget's picture up here now as recent listeners. How about that? The chat box isn't working for me this evening either. The web page isn't loading properly or anything else. So
I got my chat box up. I got 4 users right now, so I don't know why it's not working for you. Hey, Mike, you could do that too. You know, you could log on to your computer and you could log into the chat box, and that'll be another chatter in the box. So I just want to let you know that too. Because some people do type in sometimes questions.
All right. Well,
I see a live chat box, but nothing's there. Go ahead. I'll talk to you guys later. See you. Bye.
All right. Take it easy. Good night, everybody. It was a good show. Hey, we talked about some important stuff. It was a good opening. And you know what? We need to address this issue more in the future. And like Joe said, he doesn't know much about the Bible. But you know what? Hey, times are really happening. Things are really happening before our very eyes. We may not live them right now, but guess what? They will affect you one day. So I wish everyone – we're going to have another show tomorrow night. It'll be at 7:30 p.m. I'm going to put the link up tonight, I promise. It'll be at 7:30 p.m. East Coast time, and I hope we get a lot of contributors tomorrow night. If you don't want to contribute, you don't want to listen in, you want to archive it and listen later on, that's fine too. But I will be here, and I will tell you what's going down and the things that are happening. So God bless and good night.
Good night.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Test what we do or violate what we want, we just turn off the chip.
That's right, microchips. In 2005, Congress, under the pretense of immigration control and the so-called war on terrorism, passed the REAL ID Act, under which it is projected by May 2008, you will be required to carry around a federal identification card, which includes on it a scannable barcode with your personal information. However, this barcode is only an intermediary step before the card is equipped with a VeriChip RFID tracking module, which will use radio frequencies to track your every move on the planet. If this sounds foreign to you, please note that the RFID tracking chip is already in all new American passports. And the final step is the implanted chip, which many people have already been manipulated into accepting under different pretenses.
We have a Florida family who are really pioneers in a brave new world. They have volunteered to be the first ever to have microchip identification devices implanted into their bodies.
After 9/11, I was really concerned with the security of my family.
I wouldn't mind having something planted permanently in my arm that would identify me.
In the end, everybody will be locked into a monitored control grid where every single action you perform is documented. And if you get out of line, they can just turn off your chip, for at that point in time, every single aspect of society will revolve around interactions with the chips. This is the picture that is painted for the future if you open your eyes to see it. A centralized one-world economy where everyone's moves and everyone's transactions are tracked and monitored, all rights removed. The most incredible aspect of all. These totalitarian elements will not be forced upon the people. The people will demand them. For the social manipulation of society through the generation of fear and division has completely detached humans from their sense of power and reality. A process which has been going on for centuries, if not millennia. Religion, patriotism, race, wealth, class, and every other form of arbitrary, separatist identification, thus conceit, has served to create a controlled population, utterly malleable in the hands of the few. Divide and conquer is the motto, and as long as people continue to see themselves as separate from everything else, they lend themselves to being completely enslaved. The men behind the curtain know this, and they also know that if people ever realize the truth of their relationship to nature, and the truth of their personal power, the entire manufactured zeitgeist they prey upon will collapse like a house of cards.
The whole system that we live in drills into us that we're powerless, that we're weak, that our society is evil, that it's fragmented, et cetera, and so forth. It's all a big, fat lie. We are powerful, beautiful, extraordinary. There is no reason why we cannot understand who we truly are, where we are going. There is no reason why the average individual cannot be fully empowered. We are incredibly powerful beings.
Now, I think I spent 30 years of my life, in the first 30, trying to become something. I wanted to become good at things. I wanted to become good at tennis. I wanted to become good at school and grades and everything I kind of viewed in that perspective. I'm not okay the way I am, but if I got good at things, I realized that I had the game wrong. The game was to find out what I already was.
For individual differences to stand out. So you look at each person, immediately it is brighter, dumber, older, younger, richer, poorer, and we make all these dimensional distinctions, put them in categories and treat them that way. And we get so that we only see others as separate from ourselves in the ways in which they're separate. And one of the dramatic characteristics of experience is being with another person and suddenly seeing the ways in which they are like you, not different from you. And experiencing the fact that which is essence in you and which is essence in me is indeed one. The understanding that there is no other. It is all one. And I wasn't born Richard Alpert. I was just born as a human being. And then I learned this whole business of who I am and whether I'm good or bad or achieving or not. All that's learned along the way.
Like a ride in an amusement park. And when you go on it, you think it's real,
because that's how powerful our minds are. And the ride goes up and down and round. It has thrills and chills, and it's very brightly colored.
And it's very loud, and it's fun for a while. Some have been on the ride for a long time, and they begin to question, is this real, or is this just a ride?
It's just a ride.
And other people have remembered, and they come back to us, and they say, hey, don't worry.
Don't be afraid ever.
No.
Because this is just a ride. And we kill those people.
Shut him up. I've got a lot invested in this ride. Shut him up.
Look at my furrows of worry. Look at my big bank account
and my family. This has to be real. It's just a ride. But we'll kill those good guys
and try and tell us that. You ever notice that? And let the demons run amok?
But it doesn't matter. Because it's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want.
Only the choice. No effort, no work, no job, no
savings of money. Just a choice right now between fear and love.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were...